Okay, this is the non-mandatory pre-proposal meeting for DB240380 DWJ lift station replacements phase one. That was scheduled for today, June 20th, 2024 at 10 a.m. My name is David Jones. I'm a procurement analyst for the Lee County Procurement Management Department. At this time, I'm going to ask the Lee County staff and any public present to introduce themselves and state what department or company they're with.
Brad Daigle, the County Utilities.
Doug Reese, BC Underground.
Kevin Higginson, McKimmon Creed.
Ralph Andrew, Andrew Sitework.
Joshua Ballador, Andrew Sitework.
Luis Guardas, Southeastern Pump.
Travis Albert, Price Electric.
Great, thanks. Before we begin, we'll note for the record that members of the public are present. As members of the public are present, we'll open the floor at this time to any public comment. All right, we're here today to discuss this project and answer any questions you may have about this project. Any questions that are not answered here today will be answered in the form of an addendum that will be posted to our website as listed on the cover page of the bid documents. Any questions that you may have after today must be submitted to me in writing via email. My contact information is on the front page of the bid package. Please note, any information received through verbal communication shall not be binding on the agency and shall not be relied upon by any respondent. Only written information received via posted addendum shall be binding and considered as a change or clarification to this project. Before I turn this over to Brad to give a brief description of the project, I'd like to state that the bids are due July 11, 2024 at 2:30 p.m. Bids submitted after this time shall be considered late and will not be accepted. The question deadline is July 3rd, 2024. Addendums and other pertinent documents such as notice of intended decision will only be posted to Lee County Procurement website. This link is on the front page of the bid documents. You're responsible for checking the site often for the presence of any addenda or other materials. Should an addenda be issued, you must acknowledge receipt of this addendum on the space provided within Form 1. Sir, can you state your name and your company?
Joe Jamison, Gulf Point Construction.
Very good, thanks. Okay, I'll turn this over to Brad, who's going to give a brief description of the project and answer any questions that you guys may have.
All right, guys, I'm Brad Daigle. I'll be the project manager on this one. Just a brief scope of work. This is 20 lift stations that were damaged during Hurricane Ian. 15 of them will have their control panels replaced. There'll be one generator replaced. And then a bunch of miscellaneous items. Now, FEMA had gone out and done an inspection, and we have their DDD, their damage description and dimensions report. Within that report kind of lists everything that we can be reimbursed for if we replace or repair at these lift stations. So each one of them is kind of going to vary as far as the scope of work that needs to be done at each lift station. This is a design build. We have procured the control panels and the generator. I believe that was all included in the solicitation. If the panel is larger than the existing one and something needs to be done with the rack, modified, relocated, things like that, that's part of the whole design. There's some survey services included. If need be, we may run into some easement issues, things like that. So that's just a brief description. It is fairly funded. Follow the federal grant requirements under 2 CFR 200, I think is the big one.
Mm-hmm.
The lift stations will need to be kept in operations throughout. So, via pumper trucks, bypass pumps, whatever means necessary, keep them in operation during construction. And that's pretty much it. Any questions?
No.
I just have one question on the RFP there. There's a price component to provide a price that's based on the documentation in there. That's not a
right
fixed, just
yes
price per correct. What's listed on the evaluation.
Okay, yeah, it's a lump sum price, so you guys are required to give us a upfront lump sum price. Okay, the work and the scope of that work is can be negotiated, but since it's federally funded, we require a lump sum price up front.
Just based on the information given?
Yes.
And then if above, okay.
Yeah. Okay. We just have to provide justification for any change in price.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, and again, it's design build, so it's we're looking for the firm with the best approach. Okay.
Yeah.
And you're looking for a complete team?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Design team. Got it.
Yeah, this is design and construction. Mm-hmm. Sir, can you state your name and your company?
Cummins.
Cummins Inc.
Okay.
Cummins Sales and Service.
And what's your name?
Adam Sweet.
Okay, thanks.
Are there any other consultants involved in the project for the county? Or is it strictly county staff that we'll be working with?
What is the timeline and duration of the project? Do we have
it's
one yet?
18 months.
18 months. Start date?
To be determined. With that NTPL. But we have to have it 10 days after award the NTP finalized.
Oh, we have to have the NTP finalized after award 10 days?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Okay.
No.
So yeah, to be determined start date.
Yeah. We don't like to delay NTPs. Only material delays, we really delay them. We like to get them pushed as quickly as possible, but
yeah.
I mean, there's always a grace period for some things.
Forgive me for not looking at the documents, but it was probably in there. In the documents, you'll have a list of the lift station. I see the locations, but it will have what is being paid for at each station, what you want done at each station.
Yeah, so that's in the appendix. There's the FEMA EDD report, basically,
okay.
Is what I was saying. So that has a list of every lift station and every item that FEMA identified to be damaged during the storm that
right.
We'd like to get repaired.
And then the engineering for some of that, like some of these, you've got just a, you know, like a broke vent or something
mm-hmm.
small. There's no real engineering or anything that goes along with that. So what
right.
would you be looking for with, you know, as far as the engineer is concerned, because talking about sign and seal plans and stuff like that, is anything going to be required for something of, you know, minor scope like that?
No, not for the minor stuff. More
okay.
the electrical control panels,
yep.
Generator, things like that.
So when we, like a control panel, we're just removing and replacing.
Yep.
Right? There's not much engineering involved in that. There's just, you know, you know, the electrician doing the disconnect and then, you know, stuff like, so what... Is there engineering that's going to be
yeah.
involved in that?
Can you clarify the hardening and what FEMA and like last time you guys went a little
yeah,
bit into the hardening.
Yeah, it's basically just a like for like replacement.
Yeah, exactly. We're not.
There's no hazard mitigation involved.
So we're not hardening these stations. We're not
hardening
no.
them.
No.
We're not elevating them. It's just
so the engineering is going to be minimal.
Should be minimal.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Doug Meyer was supposed to be here, so if you want to send over any questions like that, we can get them answered. Electrical SME, as far as the engineering side of things go for the
electrical. So this isn't, we're not doing upgrades at the same time, it's just...
Right, it's FEMA reimbursement, so they're not going to allow us. And I think that was the
yeah.
big takeaway in our first pre-bid meeting on the first solicitation was, you guys are design-build firms, you know what I mean? And so we're not looking to like harden and re-engineer the foundations of these structures.
Right.
Because FEMA's not going to reimburse us for that portion of it. So
it'll be
yeah.
our standard control panels, not submersible control panels or any other type of improvements
okay.
or hardening. It'll
yeah, I think that helps with their plan of approach.
Standard
mm-hmm.
control panel.
Okay.
Replacing like for like for what's mm-hmm. existing.
Thank you.
I think you had a budget in there of like $1.4 million. Does that include the equipment you've already purchased or what does that include?
That's for just... Everything else that's not including the
that's basically for this project that you're
correct.
Soliciting for what you had estimated
yes
okay
yeah we had procured the material through a different grant
okay
that was funded separately so that's not included in that price yeah.
And is the I'm assuming that the it's in the point schedule and how it will be awarded is in the contract as well
yeah.
Mm-hmm. You guys got anything else?
That's it.
Everybody's good? If you have any other questions, you guys can just email me, okay? All right, if nothing is further, then this concludes the pre-bid meeting for DB240380 DWJ Lift Station Replacements Phase 1. That was scheduled for today, January 20, 2024. The time is 10:14 a.m. Thanks.